Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to GVN Interview. On today's show, we welcome talented actor Jack Kilmer. Coming March 27, Wondery Plus releases The Lesser Dead, an 8-part supernatural thriller podcast based on the novel by Christopher Buhlmann. The Lesser Dead features Jack Kilmer, Minnie Driver, Danny Houston, and Saul Rubinek. Now, here's your host, Martin Sexton.
Edition of GVN Interview. I am your host, Martin, and today we have the pleasure of speaking to talented and upcoming actor Jack Kilmer. When it comes to performing, Jack has it in his blood, as he is the son of accomplished actors Val Kilmer and Joanne Whalley. He already's had a number of feature film appearances under his belt with Palo Alto, The Nice Guys, and Lords of Chaos, as well as narrating his father's recent documentary, Val. But coming up on March 27th, Jack appears along with Minnie Driver, Danny Houston, and Saul Rubinek in the Echoverse supernatural thriller podcast, The Lesser Dead. So we're going to talk to Jack about his work on Val and the release of his newest project, The Lesser Dead. So let's welcome talented actor Jack Kilmer to GVN Interview. Thanks for sharing a bit of your time there, Jack. How are we doing today?
Thank you, Martin. I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right. Okay, so before we get into your series, The Lesser Dead, I would be remiss and get in trouble with my daughter if I didn't ask you at least a question about your father's documentary, Val, which she was very excited when she heard I was going to be talking to you, which, of course, you narrated. During the time where that was being progressed, did you feel like you learned anything new or maybe something that kind of surprised you about your dad that, or maybe gave you a better insight into him?
I learned so many, many things about my father that I didn't know, including all the many bad hair choices that he did in the 80s and 90s and questionable fashion statements. But yeah, I mean, my dad has lived a very crazy, unusual life, and he forgets a lot of things, and sometimes he will have a memory that comes back to him, and the footage brought back quite a few memories from on set, from the productions of a lot of like these massive films he was on. So it was a really amazing experience.
Well, also, I noticed you played guitar in a segment. Is that something you like to do, or do you just do that for fun? Or
yeah, I've always played guitar and piano and various instruments. Right, I'm actually putting out music on the 8th of April under my own name. It'll be my first release, And I'll be playing guitar on that. But I've always been involved with it. Like, I've always been in the music scene here in LA. So.
Excellent. Okay, so let's get to the main reason why we're talking, which is, of course, your podcast through Echoverse, The Lesser Dead, which is based on a Christopher Buhlmann novel, and you wrote the script. If you would, please explain to our listeners what the story is about and how you became connected to the project.
Right, so The Lesser Dead is a, it's an audio drama, and it basically embeds you in this world of these quirky vampires in New York City in the 1970s. And I got involved in it. It was a kind of a dream scenario where I got an email saying, would you like to play a vampire who is a punk rocker? in New York in the 70s and opposite Minnie Driver. And I said, just simply, yes, I would love to do that. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't? I'm a big fan of Minnie Driver. Okay, so was this your first opportunity to work on a designed immersive audio project, which this is very immersive. As a matter of fact, I recommend you listen to it with headphones on. But as far as the process went, did you record individually for your parts, or did you record as on a soundstage with everybody?
Yeah, so we recorded this at with Echoverse and Salt Audio, and I love music studios and the process of recording and filming things, and I wasn't sure what to expect on audio drama, but I think this is the most immersive audio drama series I've ever heard personally, and I was really blown away by what they were doing to create the world of vampires around you. I mean, it's so visceral, from the sounds of the biting to this underground subways, and it really, like, it's really creative and a lot of fun to experience, you know. I think I just think it's brilliant.
I say, and they did a really good job. I said, because you were just talking about the sound effects, but also, like, even just the background noises and traffic things, where you almost sense it moving from left to right. And like I said, it's very immersive.
Oh no! Shout out to our director Dan Blank. He would pump in all kinds of sounds while we were recording to really put us in the streets, you know, and the locations, and it was just it really helped get into character, and it really helped just paint the picture of New York during that time. It was amazing.
Yeah, it absolutely did. Okay, so when, as far as recording the audio performance, do you approach it? Did you approach it differently than you do like a film project? Because, you know, I watched, you know, behind the scenes for like video games and for animated things, where they'll ask you to give different inflections or record a line a whole bunch of different times. Was that kind of how that worked for you in this particular project?
Yeah, so I play this kid named Joey Peacock, and basically he's like this, you know, we describe him as irreverent, you know, eternally teenage vampire, because when he was changed into a vampire, he was a teenager, and he never grew up. He's like Peter Pan, but, you know, more irreverent than Peter Pan even. But I approached this like any other role. I did my research, and I, you know, tried to get to the bottom of what's driving this guy. And, you know, basically their clan of vampires are, you know, there's problems amongst them, and they have to unite in order to, they have to change, which is something that vampires aren't very good at doing. And they have to come together to defeat, like, these outside forces that are, you know, sort of against their way of life and threaten their way of life. And through that, my character, Joey Peacock, he has to really dig deep and just figure out what his purpose is on the planet, you know. And that's hard for the average person, but right, for someone who's living dead, that's even more confusing. And, you know, not to mention he's permanently in pubescent, so he's got a lot on his mind. And but he really, you know, he has to think about all of his family dynamics and kind of what brought him to be a vampire, and why should he continue to haunt the streets of New York, you know.
All right. Okay. So now you're working with some seasoned acting veterans, including, we mentioned, Minnie Driver and Danny Huston and Saul Rubinek, who I'm a big fan of from appearances in Star Trek and such. But what was it like working with these accomplished performers?
It was such a pleasure to work with these seasoned actors. Minnie Driver is an absolute professional, and it just, it, it, it takes your performance and it raises it to another level. And I don't know quite what that is, but when you're in a scene with them, you bring your A game and you bring a kind of energy that you just dream of as an actor, you know, because they have that focus and that energy that gives great performances, you know. And so it's really a pleasure because it makes my job so much easier. And then they're also pros at having fun. That's another key to being that's another trait that they have. So they, you know, they bring in all kinds of, they keep it very fun and keep it light, you know.
Excellent. Okay, so I also noted that both Minnie and yourself are listed among the executive producers for the podcast. Was this something that you wanted to do from the beginning, or is this something that kind of evolved as the project progressed?
I think it sort of evolved naturally from the inception of the project. I think it's like you have to be very involved in the production when you're in the studio every day, because there's so many decisions that are unlike a film shoot. There's so many group decisions, I think. And so I think, yeah, I mean, to be honest though, the credit should go to everyone at Salt and Echoverse who worked really, really hard, long hours, you know.
Okay. Now, you know, we speaking of performers, and this is something I tend to ask of, especially young actors, you know, you're no stranger to being around great actors through your dad and your mom, but have you reached a point in your career where, you know, if you're going to be working with, you know, like these folks, do you get intimidated or, you know, kind of wondering if you fit in with these seasoned people?
Oh, 100%. I get intimidated with working with these legends. But I have a perspective where when it comes down to the work, that's always the most important thing. And you really owe it to your character, and you owe it to the writing to give a good performance. And so if you focus enough on that, I think the kind of, you know, all the hype kind of takes a background, but it definitely does. Yeah, it's, you know, I get nervous like anybody else. But yeah, when you really focus in on what we're doing and what you're doing, it that takes a precedent, you know.
I say, and of course, I guess it also helps, as you say, that when your fellow performers are kind of supportive and kind of loose, it helps you to loosen up some. Where, you know, they're not taking it so seriously. Yeah. All right. Very good. All right. Well, that's all I got for you, Jack. But before I let you go, and you kind of mentioned something a little bit about, but I wanted to give our followers a chance to for you to promote anything else that you have coming up, including maybe your music, and where can fans go to listen to The Lesser Dead?
Yeah. So The Lesser Dead, it's a really fun, really, really cool show. It's out on Wondery Plus March 27th, and then it will be available everywhere 2 months later in May on all streaming platforms. But you're going to want to subscribe to the Wondery Plus because there's so many more features, there's no commercials, and you also get access to everything else on that platform, which is pretty amazing too. But yeah, I play, you know, again, like this punk rocker from the 70s. And I'm a vampire, and it's loaded with like really cool music and great acting by me and Minnie Driver. And also, you know, I've got a record coming out soon under my own name on April 8th. So check that out as well. Thank you very much.
All right, very good. All right, so let's say we will be following The Lesser Dead very closely, and we'll be following you and your projects as well. And I thank you for your time there, Jack.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to GBN Interview. GBN Interview is a production of Geek Vibes Nation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.